From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting the U.S. president is about to carry out a promised crackdown on illegal immigration. President Donald Trump is just about to start signing directives to begin building a wall along the U.S. border with Mexico and crack down on U.S. cities that shield illegal immigrants, moving quickly on sweeping and divisive plans to curb immigration and boost national security. Sean Spicer is President Trump's spokesman.
Building this barrier is more than just a campaign promise. It's a common sense first step to really securing our porous border. This will stem the flow of drugs, crime, illegal immigration into the United States. And yes, one way or another, as the president has said before, Mexico will pay for it.
The Republican president is also expected to take steps in the coming days to curb illegal immigration, including executive orders restricting refugees and blocking the issuing of visas to people from several Muslim-majority Middle Eastern and North African countries, including Syria, Sudan, Somalia, Iraq, Iran, Libya, and Yemen. In an interview with ABC News on Wednesday, Trump said construction on the wall would start within months, with planning to start immediately, and that Mexico would pay back the United States 100% of the cost. He did not say how or why. Congressional aides with knowledge of the plan say it includes hiring 5,000 more U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents used to apprehend people seeking to slip across the border and tripling the number of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents used to arrest and deport immigrants living in the United States illegally. The administration will also seek to end the actions of sanctuary cities, Spicer told a news briefing. This is VOA News. President Trump, through a series of messages on Twitter Wednesday, has called for an investigation into voter fraud in November's presidential election, reinforcing his belief that voting by millions of undocumented immigrants cost him a victory in the national popular vote. VOA's Jeff Custer has more from Washington.
On Tuesday, White House spokesman Sean Spicer reiterated to reporters the debunked claim that 3 to 5 million immigrants illegally voted for Trump's opponent, Democrat Hillary Clinton, one day after Trump rehashed the election at a reception for congressional leaders.
The president does believe that. He has stated that before. I think he stated his concerns of voter fraud and people voting illegally during the campaign. And he continues to maintain that belief based on studies and evidence that people have presented to him.
Election officials who have analyzed the November 8 vote say there were virtually no indications of voter fraud, certainly not on the scale Trump suggests. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Somali rescue workers say at least 28 people have been killed, more than 50 injured, in an attack by militants on a Mogadishu hotel. Witnesses tell VOA's Somali service that a massive truck bomb was detonated outside the Daya Hotel just before 9 a.m. local time. Gunmen then stormed the damaged building, shooting at guests and exchanging gunfire with security forces. The Islamic militant group Al-Shabaab, which has carried out similar attacks on hotels and key installations in the city, claimed responsibility for the attack on its website. Officials say those killed include 12 civilians, 2 intelligence agents, a policeman, the truck bomber, and the 4 gunmen. The Iraqi government says its security forces have taken complete control of eastern Mosul from the Islamic State group more than 100 days after the fight for Mosul began in October. Now the army's attention will turn to Mosul's western half, where UN Human Rights Commission spokeswoman Rabina Shamdasani says the United Nations is deeply concerned about 750,000 civilians who could be in danger there.
Airstrikes in Mosul also reportedly continued to cause civilian casualties, although it is difficult to verify how many civilians have been killed or injured, particularly since information indicates that ISIL continues to base itself in civilian houses and infrastructure and is exploiting civilians as shields.
Iraqi security forces fought off an average of 5 vehicle-borne explosions per day and saw daily mortar and sniper attacks, according to U.S. Central Command, which oversees the counter-IS operation in Iraq and Syria. Terror group, which also used commercially made drones to surveil Iraq-aligned forces and drop grenades on them. More at voanews.com. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.